Hey kids, this is Gons, and welcome to the Poets Pub. I'm here, and once again, trying this as we have technicolors on the first time. Let's get Lily on the line. See, are
Hello?
You there?
Hey,
oh,
yeah.
Finally! What a professional show we run. It's so lovely. It's
well,
I was having a nervous breakdown after the first one. For people don't know, I'm retarded, and I can't ever get this right, but I'm trying, and that's all that matters. That's the most important part, is I'm trying. So,
Lil,
how are you?
I'm wonderful, thank you, and totally stress-free, since I have nothing to do with the setup, so I'm good.
Yeah, you're the one that everybody wonders, like, that's why you're so relaxed. I don't have any hair to pull out. So,
I'm just
have to worry
over here
about
doing
that one.
The kumbaya.
There you go. Well, you know, we didn't tape last week, but we're back at the pub again. And there was Thanksgiving. That's what recently happened.
Yes. Yes.
So, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was good, thank you. I spent one day with my son and the other day with home health care. And it was just, it was a nice, calm, quiet couple of days. So I don't think I had as much fun as you did.
Oh, really? What do you know? What do you get people watching me? That's scary because I don't think I had that fun of a time. Everybody knows that if you know me, my favorite time is not Thanksgiving. It's my favorite unofficial holiday, Thanksgiving Eve, once I enjoyed immensely.
What did you do on Thanksgiving Eve?
You know, if I could remember, I would tell you, but it was a very productive Thanksgiving Eve because, you know, I'm just saying it wasn't the turkey that got stuffed.
Oh, God.
I didn't really do anything. I'm surprised. I was a very good hamster. I've been on a sobriety kick, which reminds me, I want to thank, we finally have a sponsor, Lily. And I'm actually getting it right this time. I'm not going to say your actual name on air, but I am going to put a link up so people can go look at your actual Facebook. So that'll be very nice. You know, so you can build your audience. But
I won't give your actual name, but I'm going to link your Facebook.
Well, yeah, because I'm a gentleman. But I want to thank our new official sponsor. We've got a sponsor, which I think is great, because I had one in rehab, but it's not the same thing. But
okay.
Or when I got out of rehab. It's and this is a great one, because and it's all for the kids, because the holidays are upon us, and it's great. Evan Williams Eggnog, because that's nothing, and it's Southern style. So it's like, you know, I don't know how the hell it's Southern. You know, I don't know if it's like if you drink a couple of them and you hit on your sister or something. But anyways, that's our official sponsor. So that's wonderful. So,
I wasn't
so
going to laugh during this whole episode. So can you calm down?
No. This is what you get when I've been on a sobriety kick. I'm very proud of myself. I've been sober at least 5 days, which is amazing. This is an all-time record.
I know, and you've been giving me a hard time for the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know,
I know.
Because
good
I
time.
Happen to, you know, yep, you pick on
well,
me.
Well, if people don't know that me and Lily happen to speak outside of here, because obviously I'm in prison, and I get one phone call, and you can guess where I send it to. But she was supposed to save me on Thanksgiving Day, because Thanksgiving Day is a day that I'm usually hungover, and well, I wasn't this time, actually. But nonetheless, I like to escape a tradition that's been in the Gons family for quite a long time, and I don't really enjoy it. It's kind of like mild torture, and I have to watch the parades with my family, and that's very annoying. I know people think I was hatched, but I wasn't. And Lil was supposed to save me and call and tell me it was like emergency or, you know, some like Gotham City needed saving or some shit. And
my goldfish
was
choking. Yeah.
I know. Yeah.
I have to say, I forgot. And by the time I looked at the clock, it was 2 o'clock. don't do this parade, so I thought, oh, maybe I'll get a hold of him now and save him. But
it was too late.
No. Yeah.
You had already suffered. I would just threw you to the wolves, and I had to watch that dreadful crap. I'm trying not to blurp on the mic and be very professional today. Just show people
Thank
that
you.
I'm not very much different. I know. Well, I'm not like some people.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, this isn't a scratch and sniff episode. Some people like to do other things during during that taping.
Good
For all
Lord.
Five of our listeners. Yeah, you thought I would get nicer, I get worse. Just like, yeah, I've switched up. I don't drink anymore. I just do crystal meth. And I'm really hyped up. I'm having a great time. I've been up for, like,
Aww.
You know, 2 weeks. So there you go, kids. That's what they always teach you in rehab. You need to switch to something else.
Oh, that's sweet.
There you go. That's teach all the children. I'm kidding. It's a joke.
God,
it's a joke.
Now you depress me.
I know. I depress me. I have to look in the mirror every day. Jesus Christ.
So what's
God
been up with you
stuff.
And the writing?
What, oh, me and the writing? And the writings mm-hmm. are goings on?
The writings
well,
of you.
Oh, well, I tell you one thing. That was, I was you deterring me from my subject of how much the parade sucked and how much I was in agony. But I will go to what's going on in writing. Let's see, I've had a couple things come out. One in Horror Sleaze Trash. I had it right come out there if people want to read that. And there's, if you know me and then you're one of the five people who listen to this besides me just re-listening to it, it's the links are on my Facebook. I've had work up at Duane's Poetry. Instead of poetry, it's poetry. And let's see, I've got some work coming out. I don't have anything out today, obviously. And oddly enough, a place I write for, spillthewords.com, great place to go to. They're doing this thing where they want to do kind of a write for the 12 days of Christmas. And if you know me, you know I'm all about the holidays. And Halloween. Well, that's,
with
you know,
Christ
Halloween's great. Yeah. He wasn't born that day? Oops.
Oh.
I thought that was Easter. No, he was reborn. Now you're really going to get
one
me in trouble.
Things.
Now I'm going to get religious people trying to kill me.
Oh.
But that's okay. You know, I'm an American. We're known for saying dumb things. Look at our president. But anyways, yeah, you know, I'm not even going to go there, you know, but it's always good when you get war heroes, you know, that risk their lives for this country, and you insult them with a dirty joke about Pocahontas. I'm just saying, that's really, you know, I thought my humor was in bad taste, but that guy takes the cake, just saying. Anyways.
Would that guy be the big head honcho?
Yeah, the guy with the comb over that used to be on TV.
No.
Well, he's on TV now all the time. Yeah, you didn't see that? That was on the news. I actually watched the news for this episode. I was being professional. I was real professional.
Oh,
I'm impressed with myself. Yeah, this jackass. Well, you know, you had the code talkers, the Navajo code talkers during the war. That
mm-hmm.
you know that they, I mean, these guys really, I mean, they are heroes and they deserve a great amount of respect. To have this jackass make a dig at another politician mentioning Pocahontas, I thought, wow, that's classy.
what a class act that
man is. But, you know, I'm not going to go into that. That'll get me into too much trouble.
Yeah, and I'm hoping that this is all just a facade, you know, kind of like Elvis really isn't dead and that he's really not president, that there's some kind of, you know,
you're going to wake up. We don't really have a TV show. I mean, it's not a TV show.
Yeah.
Especially how modern I am. I still listen to the radio.
I don't know. There's just no words. There's no words for what's been happening.
No, there isn't. And that's, I don't want to get in it. I definitely don't, you know, I'm not a political writer. I stay out of it. My job is to entertain, and that's what I aim to do. I am not, you know, I'm as my birds. You can hear my birds in the background probably. But not that I live in a pigeon coop or anything. I don't want to imply that so people think, God, he is just a weird human being. It's like they have
so
no
the
idea.
Pigeons fly through the prison wall windows and
that's
and
right. That's how I get my messages to you. How do you think we swap pics? We do it through carrier pigeons.
God. Oh,
you would be surprised how popular Lily has a whole audience in prison right now. It's just amazing. I make a fortune. Try to pay for my cigarettes. I like my old way where
so
I have
nice.
No. Oh my
That's
God. Yeah.
Bad.
But getting, well, what did you expect? Getting back on the subject of what I'm doing, I've had to recently, and these people, you know, if anything, the people who publish me, the editors dealing with and whatever, you know, they've been really nice to me, and I always try to, you know, show a little bit of respect. But unfortunately, when you give me kind of a task of doing a holiday write, I'm not the one to come to for that. I'm just saying, you know, you want to write about drinking or life kind of going to shit, then I'm the guy. But the holiday write has been a challenge, even though I have tried, and I've submitted a write to them, and hopefully they take it. If they don't, I can understand. It's definitely not your atypical Christmas write, you know what I mean?
I have all these visions in my head. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Is that good?
Well, it's not really humorous.
Yeah.
Oddly enough, I was trying to be serious. I had done, you know, oddly enough, this is way, 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 way back. That's really far back if you didn't know. That's a technical term.
Okay, like yesterday?
Yeah, like no, not yesterday. It's a couple of years back before everything went to hell on me. You know, I actually had a write a long time ago that I did and had in a Christmas, and only competition I really won was the Christmas contest. Go figure. I'm serious.
Wow.
I'm dead serious. Yeah, I know. But we're not going to mention that one because that's going down memory lane too far. Nobody really cares. You know what I mean?
I do. I like to hear all your stories.
I know, but that's not a fun story. That was just a stupid contest. Well, it's not stupid. I'll take that back. It was a small contest. I was lucky enough to win. And, yeah, even got a little, whatever the hell you call it, a certificate.
But oh,
I get to
wow.
time in prison for all when I complete different programs. It's amazing.
Oh,
when I get
okay.
out of here, I'm
going
to be
right.
a very person. even more so than now.
Aw.
Oh, God.
Well,
so, I mean,
how
do well, there you go. You know there's a weird thing going on, and this is a local thing. Anybody knows, I do live in North Carolina, but I am right on the borderline of Virginia Beach, to be exact. Which I love to give my location away. That way people can actually find me and kill me. So, you
right.
know, that'll give me a lot of fame. Just think how famous I'll get
just
when I die. I'll get like, yeah, I'll just get 5 more readers. It'll be awesome. I'll be, you know, and then
yeah.
you can save all those like those rare pictures of me. And just think how much money you can make. At least 50 cents. You're going to be rich.
Oh, hello. Yeah. Yep.
Like,
I'm not
wow.
only the pictures. They can message me and I'll give them like the specs, everything about your home. Where they need to go, how your furniture is positioned. I got it. I got it. For
I got
you.
Furniture? I didn't know that. Wow.
Hey. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's really, like, I don't really shop for furniture. I more or less, like, find it by the road. And if it's not too busted up, it's like, hey, that's good. I might have to put a cinder block under one leg, but hey.
Well, your house is the only one with a dog. That's out front that says, I'm free, please take me.
Yeah, he's got his
because,
stuff back. He's going to leave.
Yeah, he's ready to go.
Well,
like,
that's so nice of you.
Anymore.
Now you know why
I
have Willie's a co-host. He's so sweet to me. It's just amazing. But what I was going to say is in Virginia Beach, they're really trying to pass a thing. They want to tax online streaming services, which I find really, really funny. You know, like your Netflix and things like that. It's going to be kind of bad, you know, when it comes down to the price is going to get jacked up on those things, obviously. But if they pass that, you know, it's going to be a hard time at home when you have to decide between your Netflix and your porn subscription. I'm just saying, you know, it's do I watch a movie or do
yeah.
I jack off? That's like, that's just, that's terrible. And to do that at Christmas, I mean, that's just, you know, it just kills the spirit. I mean, because who doesn't like to stream porn on Christmas? I know I do, because I'm classy.
Wow. Wow to you.
Yes, I know.
You know, me being in the convent and living here and stuff, I usually, the night before, scrub the wood floors and the pews and Murphy's oil them and get them all shiny for Christmas Day and mass. But go ahead. You just you go on the other side of the coin and just, you know, jack
well,
the world,
you
know.
With the holidays coming, I meant to tell you that I'm not only writing, I wanna look for all five of my readers to know that I have a new part time job. And I'm really excited about it. That's when you say, "What's the job?"
Well, I'm really shocked. What's the job?
I love how you're laughing already. It's like, this is serious. I mean, I thought, what job can I have once a year that can bring happiness to so many people? And I've decided to become a mall Santa. I think that will be a really great job.
No.
But you know.
Geez. You just want everybody to sit on your freaking lap.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I think we should practice. Would you like to sit on my lap so I can practice? And I want to make sure I've got it right down. What? What?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, I mean, what's any different than normally how we spend our time? Come on now. Wink, wink.
Yeah. Mommy, I'm sorry. Santa poked me. You're gross. Oh, God.
Oh, come on. What? I would be a great Santa. You know you're getting fat when every time you sit down, some kid runs up to you with his Christmas list. I'm just saying. It's like, what the fuck, kid? You don't have to pick on me, little bastard. You know?
Yeah, you and kids and working together at Christmas, I'm not thinking that's going to work out. I mean, I hate to be Debbie Downer or anything like that, but I'm thinking.
Yes.
I'm thinking no.
Mm-mm. Oh, well,
I'm sorry. There's some reality here, you know?
Really? You really are crushing my hopes and dreams. I mean, I guess, well, there's always Easter.
I think you should go and work with Zach on the Ghost Adventure show or something like
Ghost
that.
Ghost Adventure. Let's talk.
Yeah,
this
you
is
can
such
flip
a good
your
show
hair
about
back.
Writing where we talk about TV shit that some people don't know about. It's like, that's good.
You can
yeah,
write an episode for them.
Oh, of course. That's a great, great, real, I think, ghost hunting show. That's when I think ghost hunting, I think that show. You know what I mean? That's really classy. Meanwhile, in the studio, I am moving around. Don't ask questions. But anyways, I did decide to wear pants this episode. This is great. You know, I'm trying to be more professional now.
So
you know,
you're not
watch
the side
out.
Door right now?
No.
Oh,
but, you
wow.
know, thanks for mentioning that. How classy of you. You know, as
well,
I don't mention your personal life.
Wearing pants.
Oh, well, I have to be careful, you know, with all the sexual harassment suits going on nowadays. Everybody's a pervert. We've learned that. The world is very strange, you know, and some people have some really weird, weird, weird hobbies. Or not hobbies. Some people just have some people are just total perverts, you know. It's like the big, you know about the Louis C.K. thing, don't you?
The what?
Comedian. The Louis C.K., you know. Once again, I'm asking something in modern times. But,
I know. I mean, seriously, why do you ask that stuff with me?
It's like, why do you get me from my time machine?
You drive me nuts when you ask me who people are.
Well, anyways, he is a very well-known stand-up.
I think you're all
dead. Well, he's not dead. He's in trouble. He's getting sued. How can he be dead right now? Well, anyways, he's a very well-known stand-up comedian who allegedly invited some not groupies now, but you know, not them things you get from the pet store. Or wait, that's guppies. Never mind.
Trump supporters.
Yeah. Okay. Once again, you're making it all political. This is not a who would ever look for politics. What is such a cultured show? I'm so proud of myself. But no, he invited some fellow comics after his show to come up to his room for a drink, you know, wink, wink, And mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, that's one thing I don't have to worry. If I invite anybody to my room, they automatically say no. But anyway, some fellow comics, two female comics, from this is what I know, I might be wrong, but two female comics, they come up, you know, and hang out in his room after a show and have a drink, and they're talking, and then what I get from this, from what's being claimed, is he just randomly says, hey, you don't mind if I masturbate, do you? I'm like, you know, because caring is obviously sharing. But, yeah, just very, wow. Very strange. That's a strange accusation. It's like, I thought I was weird. That guy takes the cake. You know what I mean? But, you know.
Yeah.
There you go. And Billy's like, yeah.
No, it's like, you know, I, huh. And you know this guy?
No, how would I know him? I know him from TV. I don't, newsflash, I'm not famous.
Well, I just don't know where the story's coming from. Sometimes I'm not sure where we're going to go, what we're going to do.
Oh, well, I just thought it was weird. I mean, like, really, seriously, like, what the fuck would ever just make you think that is just perfectly okay to do? It's like, I think every man who is a celebrity, supposedly, has lost their fucking minds. It's like, yeah, I'm going to do all this crazy shit. It's like, everybody wants to be in trouble now. It's almost like they want to be in trouble. It's like,
I don't know. I know of a guy who did
everybody.
That at work.
Hmm?
He just went and did, he just did his business at work in one of the rooms and just, you know, slam-flammed all over the place. And, yeah, people do this stuff. I mean, it's a really weird world.
What kind of job do you do?
Well, not me. I mean, I know the person, and she told me that, and it was just like, I ate a cheese sandwich today, and I said, oh, what did you do about that? Oh, nothing. Threw him a paper towel.
That's well-mannered. That's perfectly normal. That's healthy.
Yeah.
It's part of your health. You don't
I think our entire society is whacked.
Yeah, but I mean, everybody's getting, even like Charlie Rose is getting in trouble. Charlie Rose, of all people. You do know who that is, right?
God, no. Don't make me look so stupid.
This is the poetry book with guns and Lily, who doesn't know a thing about anything else.
I don't watch TV for a reason,
well,
because it's all gloom and doom and sadness. I'm empathic.
Yeah.
I don't want to take on the world.
Okay.
You know,
well, that's,
my
that's
town
true.
Is bad enough. Yeah.
Well, yeah, you do have a point. But, yeah.
Please share who this person is.
What?
Who is this person?
Charlie Rose is a very well-known.
I thought you were going to say I forgot.
Let's see, you can catch him on PBS, Evening News. He's a pretty well-known guy, and he's another one that's got a bunch of accusations. Let's first state that these are accusations. It doesn't mean that they're true. It just seems like, to me, it's like the witch hunt days. Now it's like everybody, it's like everybody's a pervert that you wouldn't expect to be. We need to start digging people up. It's like, you know, wow, guys are horny freaks. Big fucking surprise. It's
well,
like John, guess what? John likes to drink. Big surprise.
Yeah.
You know, I
but
mean,
I look
just,
for it, Bigfoot. So, you know, it's like.
You look for Bigfoot. There you go. So that's how you spend, really, since
Bigfoot.
Your Thanksgiving. Oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yep.
Yes,
yep.
The holidays
so,
are upon
know,
us,
really
and you're looking for a Bigfoot.
Yep, I do. Yeah, that's who I know. Ask me about Bigfoot.
Oh, okay. Well, that's just...
Ask me about the cute guy from that one show.
The cute guy from that one show. What? Now you're losing me. Now I sound like you. Who?
No, that one guy that I think is cute that plays on that one ghost show. Remember, because you always think he's gross and I think he's cute.
Oh, yes.
Do we want to say
for the audience, as we have this personal conversation on air...
Yeah.
Willie loves supernatural shows, and I watch them too because I need a good laugh. But there's a, what is it called? Destination Truth or something like that. The guy is like an archaeologist.
Well, that, yeah. God,
yeah, it's a big
for not
dude.
Remembering.
Well, you know what? I'm trying to be a professional broadcaster, and you're talking about TV shows, and I'm talking about important things like my new part-time job that you completely you run down, and I'm just really saddened that you don't think that I want to bring happiness to people on Christmas. That really, seriously,
oh,
who doesn't,
you didn't
you know?
Say people. I thought you were kind of referring to children, and you'd make children miserable.
Oh,
you
yeah,
know,
well,
it's like,
I don't like children. It's very well known.
Jack Daniels, you little asshole. Yeah.
I chop proof my house, but somehow they always get in, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's why I just want to
I'm not touching that one with a 10-foot pole.
You know, it's like, I am not known as being a big fan of kids. I'm not a children's writer. I am not. I mean, but that's just me. You know, some people are love kids, got tons of them. I might have some. I just don't know about them. Once it's okay, I'm good with that. Isn't that nice? I'm such a nice human being. No wonder people like
yeah.
me, and I spend most of my life alone. Well, you know.
You're going to get a lot of people who call you up now and go, yeah, you're the daddy. You're the daddy.
Mm-hmm. You're the baby daddy. That's right. Yeah, no, not me.
Oh,
nope,
you're
going to
be on Lori Povich.
Oh, yeah, that's how she got on one of those talk shows. Aren't those wonderful?
Yeah.
I love how the show is supposed to be about writing. So, you know, and once again, we always want to mention where we can be found. Lily, where can you be found besides, like, America's Most Wanted? You know, and on Tinder.
Shut up. I am not on that. You're the big
oh, you didn't know?
Weirdo.
Look, I thought, you know what, I need to help a friend. So I put you on there because I didn't want to be the only weirdo on there.
You
know,
better not have put me on there.
What? That I am looking out for your best interest. You know, that's what friends are for. I'm just saying. You know,
yeah,
and that's what I only
I
went on there
find
for a short
me
time.
Anywhere.
For research. The only reason I went on there, I was doing an investigative poetry piece on Tinder.
Yeah.
And,
about porn.
What is your obsession with porn? You are a very dirty-minded
You're
person.
You're the one that started talking about it, and I was just, yeah, not.
Oh, yeah.
So,
well,
where are we? Okay, since I don't write anymore, but I'm on this show with you, so I'm going to
yes.
pretend that I am.
Okay.
I currently had a fresh pen, and I posted it on Deep Underground, and I also posted
yeah.
it on Hello Poetry.
Okay, wonderful. And, of course, John Patrick Robbins, I like to speak about myself in third person because it makes me sound even more weird than I am normally. I can
oh,
always be
makes
found
you
at...
sound so important.
I'm not.
Go ahead.
I can be found at the very first edition. I'm very happy about this. The very first issue, print issue of Flamingo's Porch. I'm in that. I'm with a bunch of other good writers, so please, everybody, check that out. I'm in, of course, Horror, Sleaze, Trash. I got it right. Red Fez, In Between Hangovers, Year One Phone Call. Where else am I? The Outlaw Poetry Network. I'm probably on a couple bathroom walls somewhere. I'm on Tinder. You can look me up there. I'm
yeah,
on
under
Lily. The blue yeah, under Lily. A blue pepper. Well, I'm trying to broaden my horizons, can I say? I'm on the blue pepper. I'm trying to be serious for a change. Dwayne's Poetry. And yeah, a lot of places. I know I'm missing somewhere, but you know, that's the benefits of drinking. I can't remember shit anymore. So I didn't really couldn't remember anything to begin with, but you know, hey.
I how many days have you been not drinking? How many?
I don't know. I can't count that high.
I think it affects.
I think I give an award.
Yeah.
Huh? What?
I think you do. Huh?
What?
God, just like our conversations.
Well, I'm like partially, you know, I used to be, for the audience that doesn't know, before I was Captain Kickass, I was a DJ, not a dumb jerk. I was a disc jockey for a long amount of time. Once I have very bad hearing because, you know, once work's perfect, especially in relationships, I'm like, that's right, yep.
Mm-hmm.
Just like women
Which
do with their children.
Which is a big fat lie. He got caught doing somebody's wife in the back of the van and got hit in the head with a crowbar.
I never had a
but
van.
Whatever.
Excuse me. It was
the
station wagon.
It was the Scooby-Doo van.
Mm-hmm. It was not the station wagon. No, you have an obsession with Scooby-Doo. For the audience, if you really want to get in with Lily, who right now is on Tinder and looking for somebody, she really has a Scooby-Doo fetish. that really floats her boat. I'm Santa Claus, so I'm looking for an elf. So if you are, you can't be a real tall elf, and preferably not a man, because I just don't, no offense to anybody, but that doesn't swing that way. But anyways, you know, so classy.
Oh,
I'm a classy individual.
You're a class act. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm. That's what I always say. You know,
start charging you for my time.
Why? You love being on the show. Let's be honest.
No,
I mean, people ask me all the time, you know, what's the story between you two? And, of course, because I'm a man, I lie to other writers. We're not going to name names. And because, you know, that's what we do. I have to tell them about our great relationships, you know. I try to keep it secret. You know, I don't want people to know because then they might get jealous.
Oh, well, what is it? Let's go deep. Let's go deep into the show. Please, what is it that we have? Do you know?
Well, you know, it's just such a beautiful thing. I can't disclose it.
Where you going to?
Oh, my goodness, we can serenade it, too. I didn't know we were going to have musical guests. I can't afford music. I'm going to pay extra.
I'm at your front door, and no. No.
I didn't say you're in the studio, duh. Who records outside? That's just
exactly.
Weird. This isn't like in the 60s. This isn't Woodstock.
Right.
This isn't
so,
drugs.
Yeah,
what do you think
I'm
about
just,
them?
About Woodstock?
No, about drugs.
Oh, are you talking? Oh, drugs. No, I don't do drugs.
No, I don't.
Don't even
be
funny.
Any?
No.
Don't even be funny.
No,
no
drugs.
Of course. This is so serious. And we don't
no,
want anybody to think
you
your pen name may do drugs. Because remember, you can say whatever you want.
No,
I'm John Patrick Robbins.
I'm going to link my real page to it, so it doesn't make
I
sense.
I am not
going to
do that.
Wait
a minute. That is
Lily.
Joke.
Lily.
Yeah.
Doesn't
Lily.
Need to have anything like that because she lives
she
in a land
love.
Where fairies
mm-hmm.
put stardust on her eyelids and
mm-hmm.
the rivers flow of gold. It's all like that
oh.
and funny little mushroom.
Wow. That sounds like a wonderful
polka dots
place to
all
be.
Over. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
So
I live
love Lily.
In I live in North Carolina. Once it's, that says enough. Right there. That's
well,
magical.
Has,
I live on an island. I live on a magical island. What's your obsession with snakes? You need to quit sexually harassing me on the show because I have this documented, and I can file
yeah.
a suit against you because I think us men need to get back at you women too because this is getting a little bit annoying. I'm just saying, pretty soon you're going to see
snakes under your house. Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, pretty soon you're going to see Big Bird brought up on sexual harassment. Charges. It's getting a little annoying.
I think
I'm not,
it's
not that
happened.
I'm trying to make. What?
That I think
happened?
That I think that Big Bird went after Miss Piggy, and the frog
oh.
got in trouble with the Cookie Monster. So I don't know.
Yeah,
it's
well, you
good.
Can't be messing with a man's woman. I mean, they're not married.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm just saying that's
no.
a bad example to give to children. They've been together how long,
mm-hmm.
and they haven't made an honest piggy of her, and that's very
no.
Or do they live in a vegan household? I want to know. You know, it's like
I heard that Big Bird made her squeal.
Oh, do you know? Are you actually having? I think we what people don't know is we actually sent our new sponsors. We got a case each, and I think Lily's already got into the eggnog. To be honest.
Oh no, just some mushrooms.
Isn't it delicious? What is your favorite part of the holidays? Now that we're on the holiday kick, and I switch gears like that because I'm crazy.
My favorite day of the the holiday is a day,
mm-hmm.
or a few days. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm
mm-hmm.
going to say is my favorite time. Absolutely nothing. I write sad poetry because my life is sad and I'm missing my family and they're all gone except for my son.
Wow.
And I am blessed by that, but he works and I work and I don't get
mm-hmm.
to see him often.
Yes.
I can't keep a partner for the life of me. I don't know how they break out of the chains on the wall, but they seem to be able to do it.
I told you, have to reinforce
and,
it. It has to be connected
yeah,
to something solid.
Yeah.
I've tried to help you with this because I have
I
some expertise in this line. A lot of people don't know that. I
so
used to install sex dungeons. That's what I did. I was a home fixer upper, and I used to install sex dungeons for my high dollar clients.
Oh, that's
and
nice. Yeah.
You wouldn't. You really would not. I once put a sex dungeon in for Betty White. She is a total freak. I'm just saying, you know. But you know, like she likes to rock out. You know, some people like to have a stripper pole in their kitchen. I mean, I do. You know, because like I said, you know, I mean, who doesn't? After you get a good meal, doesn't want you know. Grandma to shimmy up that thing and shake her sweet ass. It's
yeah,
like, you get free meals, old lady. You need to do something besides just, you know, support
yeah.
me. You know, but I miss Grandma. She was really great because, you know, I didn't have to pay any rent or anything. She was crazy. She had Alzheimer's. She'd give me her credit card. How do you think I pay for the show?
God, do you ever breathe? That just was six minutes of pure, unadulterated, nonstop stuff.
Yeah.
Take
it's,
a moment.
It's called being
take
a broadcaster,
a
Lily. You would learn this if you were a professional one like me. Don't be jealous.
And I'm not. I don't know if anybody has
know.
Noticed that, but I'm not. You know,
I just don't feel the love anymore. What is this? The holidays? Or is it? Is it that we're getting? I feel the distance
yeah.
between us, and it's getting strange. You know, but love
is
in the air for some people because you know Prince Harry is getting married. Did you see that?
Oh God,
you,
no.
You know
who
that is, don't you?
I know Harry, yes. Hello.
Yeah, he's getting,
as
one of my British friends told me, he's getting married to a Yank. And I'm like, I like sports, but I wouldn't like marry an athlete like that. I didn't even know he swung that way. No,
yeah.
I'm kidding. You're getting married to an American girl. So, yeah, it's
is
like, well, props
really?
To him. Yes, he is, actually.
Well,
that
he's
is
never
going
to be king, right? So he probably
no.
will accept her.
Well, yeah. I mean, like, I don't think he really
maybe.
Can. He doesn't give a shit. That's what I like about him. He's the kind of guy you can go drinking with. He's the kind of nut that likes to party with strippers in Vegas. I mean, you know, he has – that's what I like to see in my royalty. A little bit of my own way. That's how I like to spend the holidays.
You should love the current administration, you know, so I don't know what you're talking about.
What do you mean? I'm going to be part of the cabinet. I figured that I could be the Minister of Defense. Because like
yeah,
I am,
you're hiding in the cabinet.
Huh?
You're hiding in the cabinet.
I'm not hiding the cabinet. That's a closet, Lily. We all know this.
Oh, all right.
With my, as you like to pick on me all the time. But no, I mean, I figured I'd be great Minister of Defense because I'm up 24 hours a day with my new drug habit now, and you know, there's nothing's going to sneak into this country. Pretty soon, people are going to be escaping from this country. You can't blame them. So everybody's going to go to Canada. Canada's going to become so overpopulated, it's ridiculous. I can't blame them.
Yeah.
That's where I want to live. That's what I said. You know, you should come out and pick me up and drop me off in Canada if you care about me that much, you know, because I'm all alone now, and I have to, you know, I think I should relocate to another country. That's not too far away. Cause I'm, you know, I don't want to have to go by boat or nothing like that.
I kind of think that if I had to go down all the way to pick you up to bring you
yeah.
back up here to take you to Canada, couldn't
yeah.
you just kind of get to Canada without me having to do all that for you?
Well, I mean, I'd have to get you to go down.
I think somebody needs to grow some independent pants.
Well, who? I
yeah.
don't know who what you speak of. That is just, I'm very,
you,
hey, I'm
you
a professional.
Need to go from where you are to, like, the Detroit-ish
yeah.
border area, whatever that
okay.
thing is.
I don't know geography, so you're going to have to, like, you know, I don't even know where that is. Is that near Mexico?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
And, yeah. On the other side is Windsor, and there's a lot of strip clubs. You could get a job over there.
No, I don't think so.
DJ.
You know, I don't have my legs like they used to be anymore. I'm just really not, you know, I'm, I, you know, at one
you let
time
yourself
it was like,
go.
I just let myself go. You know, I thought I was a married girl, and I just kind of just let it all go. And you know, it's a shame. And now,
always bring up girls in the negative aspect. I just thought I was a married girl, and I could let myself go.
I thought maybe you were
a married guy in your sweatpants and your snappy balls.
I never wear sweatpants unless it's at a certain time, and then I just wear them and watch Jersey Shore and have ice cream. I mean, what dude doesn't do that?
Jersey Shore.
That is a fantastic show. I told you, you're just jealous. I have all the seasons, and I can just reminisce, and I miss it so much. You know, who doesn't enjoy it?
I want to thank you for sacrificing your soul because I refused to watch that show, and you took all that on for me and watched all those episodes.
That's right.
I'm really in debt to you, you know. So kudos to you. They have enriched your life, and I'm here void of it all.
Wow, we actually almost had a caller in the episode because people don't know you do these on your phone, and somebody actually tried to call me. But that's okay. That's just probably somebody. That's somebody I used to know. They're probably angry. I'm just saying.
Is it that person?
No, it's not. I love that we're going to start talking. Like, now people are going to be, what are they talking? Like, they are already weird enough. And now they're going to start talking in code. Is it that person of which we do not speak of? We're in Middle Earth?
Has someone been resurrected?
No, nobody's been resurrected.
Coming?
No, and you need to quit. Like I said, you've got to quit making these sexual harassment things on air because this is being documented, and I can totally sue you for everything. And that'll be something.
I have to tell you something. I want to put the microphone up to my mama cat because, you know, she's got the herpes, and so she's always, like, got issues. She is snoring so loud. I know. I think people should hear her snore.
Well, I mean, you know, this is such. I was going to have a guest. I
want to
really
write a poem about it.
I know. She should do a reading. I forgot to tell everybody. They should be so thrilled that Lily's going to do a reading for us right now. And what poem did you prepare for us?
Changing Lanes.
You should do a write for us. I mean, read for us a write. I don't think the writing would be too interesting on air. It's like I was going to have the Rock Cats come in here, but I figured, why have the Rock Cats when we have a naturally gifted dancer like you here? You know, because, I mean, that was like the only good part of the parade that I enjoy. Not that I'm like a pervert or anything, but, you know, hey, those fucking parades are hell. I'm like, my God, how does anybody enjoy a million marching bands and a bunch of overrated balloons and a bunch of Broadway shows that they cost a fortune to go to and that if you made me go to five of them, I would probably commit suicide. I'm just saying. I couldn't take that. But, you know, it's usually miserable hungover. It's even worse sober.
I'm really sad that you said that.
Why is that?
Because I just had a flash of what dreams may never come.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't.
That's a sad movie.
Oh, okay.
It had that one guy in it.
Oh, God, Jesus. Here we go. You know, this is what I love about Lily, because she's so descriptive in her movie analogies. It has that guy in it. You know that movie with people? I was like, no. Not really. It's like, you should be, like, you would be great if you had witnessed a crime, because you could describe it so well. If somebody had to literally, like, sketch a face, well, he had a face, and had skin on it, and two eyes, a mouth. You nothing's slipping past you.
Well, you know, you got to stay on top of things. It's a quick, swift world out there. You got to keep it going. Snap, snap, snap with the finger. Those words on the page, man. Start grinding
to
the stone, moving it along.
That's what I'm doing all the time, trying to get my work out there. And I don't even know why I'm being serious, because I think about it. I said, you know, there might be people that actually listen. And, you know, if you want to be a guest on the show, all you have to do is contact Lily, and she books everybody. She really is the behind-the-scenes talent of the show. Between her 15 jobs, she also books the show. And you can be a guest on the show as well. We're always looking for other people. So Lily won't get too angry and quit the show. I'm always amazed you do another show. I'm like, I always expect you to quit at any time.
Oh, you didn't even get that part. I said dead or alive. Get it?
Yeah, I got it. It was humorous.
Wow, you didn't laugh.
I know. Well, I laugh all the time. The whole show is about laughing. It sounds like two people are intoxicated the whole time, but it's just, it's the happiness we have. We celebrate our friendship right on air all the time.
Yep. We are like the Hallmark card.
Yeah, I know. They just put out ornaments with me and you on them. Well, not on them, literally, you know.
Yeah.
I don't see us being on a star or anything. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so rarely photographed. I'm like a magical creature. You know.
Yeah, I know. So, and I only come in pieces part, so.
Mm-hmm. That's right. A lot of people don't know. I have a whole mural to the wonderful voice that you all don't get to see, who looks lovely this evening, by the way. I forgot to tell you. I'm so impressed by the ensemble
tonight.
Oh, thank you. You know, and me, I'm. Oh, there you go. And I'm wearing a lovely Vera Wang gown. Very nice, because I felt in a festive mood. I want to wear something nice. You know, because sometimes we have to, you know, there's something I found out. I am going to mention something. I always thought, and I'm really pissed off at that, those Ancestry people, whatever that .com shit is, don't expect me to remember things. You know, you can do these DNA tests or whatever the hell they are, you know, where they take you basically fill a cup up with spit, which is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I had to redo it because I had to learn you had to use your own, because I just thought it was rude. But,
So what did your dog come up with?
Well, it turns out he's Hawaiian, but I never knew it. I never knew where he really came from. Now I know. He's from the islands. He always, you know. But I found out, I always claimed, you know, Irish. And it turns out I am Scottish and Scandinavian. So, you know, what's good, what really makes me feel confident in that is that, you know, I used to think I was a cross-dresser. Now I learn I'm just celebrating my history. It's like, you know, now it's perfectly normal for me to wear my kilt. And, you know, now, and my really, nothing's more manly than a wool skirt and a purse attached to the front. But it has a knife on it, so, you know, if I don't agree with the price, I'll stab you. Looks wonderful. I'm going to get some bagpipes. I'm going to celebrate it and learn how to.
Yeah.
That's not prejudice at all.
No, not at all. No.
Mm. Mm. That's an instrument that must be.
I'm just in here in my gray cotton and my pants,
yes.
Barefoot, and I'm just happy. You know, I don't have to be all shiny flashy like you. You know, it's.
Well, you know, some people
into
like to
the
shine.
Piece.
How dare you say that, you know. I meant to ask, can I come over your house so I can practice my bagpipes? Because, you know, they wake up grandma.
Yeah.
And it's very hard to practice the bagpipes and be silent. I'm just saying, it's, you know, it's hard to go.
You don't say meemaw? You don't say meemaw down there?
Why, you know what, I love how you are prejudiced against the South. You come from the only person I know that can build a snowman in July. So it's like, you know, whatever.
I just can't stand that word, meemaw.
Well, I've never used it, so I don't know. I don't have one. Thanks for reminding me.
I'm
going to
start
that.
Getting into my voices now. Is that going to be an issue? I mean,
I know. No, you do great impersonations, and it's wonderful. The audience should know you're very racist.
I'm not racist.
She likes to channel
really
the past live soul of a of a certain kind of worker sometimes, if you know, if you know Lily.
You better just hush your mouth.
Good God. I'm glad the one you're getting in hot water. I'm not, because I'm not. I am so just, I'm so much nicer now. And I really do have to thank our new sponsor, because, you know, it's really not drinking if it's eggnog. It's really healthy. It's good. It's I love eggnog. It's the only thing I like about the holidays, is I love eggnog and whiskey, which is a great combination.
I have never tried it.
Really? Are you serious?
It sounds disgusting. Yeah. It
sounds
gross.
No.
Why
would anybody want to
drink egg?
Egg?
And what the hell's nog?
What's nog? Egg. It's, oh my God. It's just milk, and it, you know, it's kind of like it's got some other crap in it, and it tastes delicious. I'll have to send you some. You know, I was going to drink the whole case.
Why do they call it eggnog? It's got to have raw
egg. Well, there's eggs
in
it, duh. I mean,
that's
Jesus.
Sick.
Where did you grow up? In Ukraine or something?
Well, my cats are called Pichka and Bushka.
You seriously have never had
eggnog? No, I can't. If it's, the egg part turned me off.
Yeah.
Because I thought, raw egg?
It's not disgusting. Like goopy eggs and anything. That is the most ridiculous. Like one of my favorite drinks.
No, because then I'm like, what the hell's nog? If you're going to drink eggnog, it just sounds too thick.
I can't just give away the secrets for free. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
wink, wink. Mm-hmm. We have to have some exchange of
something.
Throw
me a white Russian or a, you know, something
like
that. White
Russian.
You know,
eggnogs are viewed. They are the taste of Christmas. Well, eggnogs are. Eggnog. I love eggnog so much. I used to actually freeze it so I could have it all year round. There you go. That's how much
gross.
I am. I love eggnog and whiskey. Eggnog and bourbon. Good times. I've had a lot of good experiences on that. Well, maybe not so much good, you know, but.
Memorable?
From the ones I can remember,
no.
They were good. Yeah.
Yeah.
drink is like time traveling.
Yeah.
You wake up, you start out, it starts out great, and then you wake up in weird places. Where's the strangest place you've ever awoken, Lily? How about you tell us? I mean, you're so angelic and, yes.
I don't think I woke up in strange places. I always seem to find my way to a safe place. So,
I'm not talking about spiritually. I'm talking about in the physical realm. A lot of people don't know you live in two worlds. You're interdimensional. You teleport. You're like a Jedi.
Well, Sasquatch usually picks me up and carries me to a safe space.
That makes wonderful sense.
Yep. I'm always, I'm lucky. I have always made it to a safe place. I may not look good and may run, but.
Well, a lot of people don't know. I mean, if we posted pictures of Lily once, I will do for a certain price, because, you know, if you sign up to the new Poets Pub fan club, you get a signed autographed picture of Lily. And it's, I tell you, that's going to be a hot seller. I know I enjoy it quite often, and all the boys here in the prison do too. She's very popular.
Aww.
You're like our Marilyn Monroe. We love. What a wonderful picture that is. You're so pop. You have a whole audience. You just come like do like almost like a USO tour, except it's in prison with a bunch of guys who aren't all fighting war. They've got there because they've done naughty things. You can bring your local band. It's just great.
Yeah.
What? You're denying your audience. And see, I don't deny my audience. I give to my audience. And especially
you
if they're hot, I really give to them.
Have a picture out there that's, no, it's like, I have sunglasses on.
You don't want to
see
my eyes.
You're never
going to
see my eyes.
I'm like in the X-Men. I'm like Cyclops. I have to wear sunglasses on them. A lot of people don't know.
No,
I'm a superhero.
you're like that thing. What was that? What was that thing that on the Jersey Bridge or whatever?
Oh,
God.
Oh, the Jersey Devil?
Yeah, you're the Jersey Devil with the red eyes.
I'm the Jersey Devil. All right, well, I can deal with that.
So,
at least I'm not Mothman.
Yeah.
That was in West Virginia.
No, that's the one, the Mothman.
How am I Mothman?
The one that
it's a gigantic bug. I can't fly. I would never damage a bridge. I would never hurt people. I am a nice person. I love how you don't take me seriously.
I said it's the Mothman.
Yeah,
so
well,
now
I'm not the
what
Mothman.
You are.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No, I'm not the Mothman.
Mm-hmm.
For all
whatever.
Our five listeners, they're like, wow. And what's your Lil, what is your advice on writing for young writers?
Don't do it.
Don't do it. There you go. That's my advice too. It's like, you know, why do you want to write? Why the hell do you want to write if you could be like
you
me?
Know, it's hard because it's like I told you my mom came to me in a dream and she's like, honey, when are you going to start writing happy again? I guess, you know, it's like a poet's heart. This is serious. You know, we come from a place that and we write from places that we're dreamers or we're broken or things that we aren't attainable in life. We write and we express ourselves in a way that we just don't put ourselves out there in our world and our surroundings. And so that's our safe space to express. And it's sad to me because it's like we should be evolved enough in a society to be able to live every word we write, you know, everything about wanting love to, you know, touch, to adventures, to life in general. And it's just sad to me that so many people are stuck in the realm of the facade. I don't know that's been created with this, you know. Yeah.
Wow.
I just
that
think we should
like,
all go get it.
Okay, that was like the deepest thing. It's like, see, you don't ask me any interesting questions. You just pick on me and laugh at me. But that was very.
I asked you an interesting question, and then you like talked about weird shit.
Well, that's what I'm supposed to do. People don't want to tune in and hear me be serious about writing. I mean,
well,
why would you ever look?
Complain to me.
Well, I certainly can. I have you know.
Yeah, I do know. I do know.
Writing
is deep.
I want
everybody to know out there. I need everybody to know out there that the way that this show is running, the way that all the shows have ran, is you talking like this is how you talk to me at night on the phone for 3 or 4 hours.
Yes.
And I go,
Oh. Just like a child. Just like a little child.
Yeah, because, I mean, blah, blah. And why don't you like me? Why don't you talk to me? Why isn't the world square? Holy cow, did you know that?
It's square. I didn't know that. I thought it was flat.
Right. So,
God, you know what? What cracks me up is that people think that I am this cartoon character because I act up a lot. And you really wouldn't even think I had any direction. Well, I do, but I like to have fun. But, you know, because, you know. But, I mean, seriously, when it comes to writing, anybody would know that I'm sometimes dead serious. But, you know, if you read my work, you get all the serious kind of. And you still get humor because I write a lot of humor and I write short stories and stuff like that. So, you know, I just sometimes I choose not to be really just like really I kind of unwind. I let go of this show a little bit and I just want people to have fun because let's be honest, writing is a pain in the ass. I don't care what anybody says. I love to write, but the whole process of getting it out there, you know, sending it out, getting it published, yada yada yada, if you can call it that, the business side of it is completely different. You know, there's the great side of it. Writing is great. No matter what you're doing it for, it's great, and you should definitely continue to do it. But the whole side of when you have to almost switch and be a business person, you know, you wouldn't ever look to me to run your business. Well, when you're a writer, you are your business, and it's a pain in the ass, and you have to really think before you get into it. You need to really, really research it and think, is this for you? Because it's not for everybody. Yeah, and I guess I'm bad
right.
for saying that. I don't mean it. I'm not trying to be negative to people, but it's like I had a younger friend who's a young reader who messaged me. And, of course, I do, not being bad, I do write back, and I am a semi-normal person if you want to contact me. It's like I told him, this is definitely not for everyone, and this is definitely a hard road. It's not easy. I think I got my first work technically published, if you can say that, in 2005. And then look at the long gap I had where it was nothing. You know, it's just, and now for some reason, I think I have annoyed the editors enough that they have just given up. I have broken their will down, much like I've done with you. And see, that's why you talk to me, because you know I'll just never quit.
Right.
I'm very
right.
annoyed.
Uh-huh. No, mm-hmm. seriously, we've talked about this a lot, though. It's like you don't – I do this to release and to express
mm-hmm.
myself, and it's not even – I don't even want to call it a hobby. It's a passion. It's a passion for
mm-hmm.
me, and I try to add passion or wonder to my work, whereas for you, this is a different level. All of this is on a different level, and it means more to you than just an expression or a passionate expression. You do your work as a part of who you are and wanting to put it out there for the world and to share it in a published way. Whereas me, I don't look at it as I don't have that drive that you have and that want and that need to express, you know, through being published. And that's awesome for you because you're good at what you do. But for me, I just kind of kick back and do the kumbaya ride with it, you know.
Well, you've done it, and people should, all the joke aside, should check out. You have a new write for you, a new write up on Hello Poetry. You can look it up in Lily May. And it's a very good write, by the way. All joking aside, like I know I joke so much, but yes. And of course, you should look up all my work because it's fucking fantastic.
Exactly.
It's like you'll never be disappointed with me. It's like, wow. They're like, man, all you write about is like depressing crap or shit that makes no sense. Well, if you know me, then yeah, it's pretty much I've always been that way. But no, things are coming are moving around slowly, and it's a good thing. And definitely for anybody who. If anybody does listen to that, to this, who's trying to get it going with writing, you know, I mean, I know people that are, well, I don't know them, but there are plenty of writers on, even on my friends list, that are really great writers out there that really are kicking ass and taking names later. Ryan Quinn Flanagan, Stephen Story, and there's another writer
Butt
in particular.
Kisser.
I really, huh?
Butt Kisser.
Well, no, I'm not. Why
listen
am I?
Listen to you naming people.
Well, that's not but that's just mentioning really good writers. I think people should check out if they don't know them. I mean, I always try to be. At least I'm not like so ego driven. I try to no, don't ever read anybody but me. But no, I mean seriously, there are a lot of great writers out there, and you know, I mean far better than me. But I mean, it is. It's writing to me. I mean, I love to write, but it is. You know, it is frustrating, you know, but if you're meant to do it, you'll do it. It's just the way it is because nobody's going to make you stop. That's the main thing. And I mean, I don't compare myself to those people. Those people, you know, they've got books out. They've got a lot of books out. And they're all good and people should check them out. And there's a lot of people I'm not mentioning, mainly because I can't pronounce their last names. I'm really dumb. And I have a peeve about that. I don't like to mispronounce people's last names. So if I didn't mention you, then it's not because I don't admire your work. It's just, I don't want to sound like an idiot, you know, cause there's some names, you know, there's like normal ones I can pronounce. And then other ones are like, yeah, no, I'm not that skilled.
Mia.
Yeah. I'm not that skilled.
Mine.
I'm kind of dumb. I didn't say the first name. Maybe sound like a retard.
I know. I just said because we pronounce it wrong. Mike.
Yeah. You like try to sound it out. You sound like a kid that gets brought up. And, you know, I used to hate that. Like, people used to think I was a horrible reader. I'm not. But when I was growing up, you know, you had to read in front of everybody. I was the absolute worst. Like, I just couldn't stand you. It's hard to believe that I didn't like attention at some time in my life, but I didn't, actually. It's a long time ago.
How long is our show supposed to be?
It's going to be, this is going to be the 7-hour show. I love how you always have to interrupt that and say that. It's like, well, it's time to go.
You know me. Get out.
It's like, get out. It's like, it really has decided
yeah.
It's time to end the show. Even though I was getting ready to take it home, but I was the main message we have, folks, is Lily gets cranky.
Get
we
out.
Can't keep her on here too long, or she goes unconscious. We keep trying to wait for that. That's gonna be the great, and that'll be our opening montage. Sounds like
yeah.
something out of The Exorcist. It'll be great for Halloween. I'm just saying.
Oh, so somebody falls asleep on the phone once, and you're gonna bring it up forever.
Well, you bring up my issues, and it's been. Well, we do. We pick on each other. If people don't know, that's why this is the perfect co-host. It's because she knows me so well. She knows my life. She can literally. I have to watch out what I say because she can literally get me. So I have to be very careful. So yeah, but that and she's Lily, like you said. And remember, if you sign up to our fan club, you get an autographed picture. I'm not even gonna say what you get to see.
Aww.
That's just amazing.
Well, I'm gonna go on your little what is it Tinder?
Yeah, Tinder. I'm not on Tinder.
Yeah,
well,
I'm gonna make sure that we post a lot of the pictures of you.
Oh, okay.
You know, sell them. You know, we could do like a little. Auction of your a picture of your glasses off. That'd be like a naked.
Oh my goodness! Don't be selling that one off. People do that. Oh my God! Yeah, there's a reason. You know, there's a reason I keep my glasses on. You don't want to see. You don't want to see that site. It's like, oh, I'm the only person that actually looks better with sunglasses. Once it's not, don't look too great to start with. I look like, yeah, it's like, wow, he's not in prison? Not to pick on people that are, because I don't want them to stab me. But anyways, no.
Hey, you have eyes like Squidward on SpongeBob, you know, the octopus that kind of his eyes get really big and bloodshot.
No, I don't watch cartoon shows, but that's okay. I'm glad to know. That sounds so charming.
Well, you're lost.
That's so charming, you know. I didn't think about it, you know. I mean, Lily has so many jobs, folks, that we are going to have to wrap this up because, you know, it's getting about time for her to hit the club. You know, she is an exotic dancer, and it's just time to get on the pole.
Whatever.
So, until next time. Oh, I have footage. Don't worry. It may not be you, but it's footage. I'll lie and tell everybody it is. They'll believe me.
Yeah, whatever.
But no. It's been a great episode.
I'm not even touching that one.
Yeah, I know. We will be back with you at some time. Whenever I can coerce Lily to be back on the show again. And thanks for listening, folks. Lily, it was great talking to you.
It was wonderful speaking to you.
Oh, I know it is, but thank you for saying so. But
I know.
I'm so humble. Anyway, until next time, kids, we'll see you next time here on the Poets Pub. Adios.
Peace out.